Holy Week, Payne County. Welcome to the holiest week of the year. We're actually at the end of the holiest week, entering into the sacred Paschal Triduum.
Question. A little inside baseball.
Oh, okay.
A little inside baseball. Ground rule double, infield fly rule.
Yes.
Bulk. This is sort of in that
catcher interference.
This is
the
new rule.
The pitch count or the pitch clock.
Well, the new rule, like catcher interference, like if he's standing there while the runner is coming around, there's like some new rule.
Yeah, you can't block the base.
Yeah. Anyway, this one. When does Lent end? For all you people out there,
I don't have like super great clarity on this, because I think there's sort of two dynamics at work. Because like if I have my Lenten fast, I keep going all the way through after Easter Mass, after the vigil.
Yep.
But then Lent actually ends on Holy Thursday. Because the sacred Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, is its own season.
On Spy Wednesday?
So I would imagine...
Spy Wednesday? Which is probably my favorite day of the Triduum in name.
It's not in the Triduum.
I know, but in the name, in Holy Week.
Shrove Tuesday. I think it ends... I would say it ends... Lent ends with the beginning of Holy Thursday evening.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, yes. I heard it here, people.
Because then on Holy Thursday, you know, only one Mass is allowed.
That's right.
So check your calendars there. There's no like morning Mass.
No.
No Holy Thursday. So really, the Wednesday of Holy Week is the last Lent Mass.
So if you're hearing this,
the last purple, the purple goes away after the Wednesday Mass.
Yeah, if you're hearing this on Friday, you're like, what?
Say what?
Oh my gosh, man.
What you talking about, Willis?
Which is one of my favorite TV shows ever in history.
Different Strokes is great.
Yeah, that and the Jeffersons.
Now the world don't move to the beat, just one drum. What might rap for you? May rap enough for some. The man is gone.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
I know that the song? '80s, man, the '80s.
Wow,
bring it back.
Bring back the 1980s.
Bring it back. Okay. Miami Vice, Ronald Reagan, Cold War.
Cold War.
The crack epidemic.
Miami Hurricane football. OU football.
We didn't understand.
No NIL deals.
No NIL deals.
Bo Jackson. Just pay guys and tell them they're washing cars.
The Big Eight. Bring it all back.
Yes. Okay.
Holy Thursday. Let's do real quick. What are your Triduum Mass times? Let's get that on people's calendars.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's Holy Thursday, 5:30.
Okay. So this will come out after that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Friday.
Okay. Holy Thursday, 5:30. This is St. John's.
Yep. And then we have all night Eucharistic adoration.
What time Friday? Oh, all night adoration. Thursday. Lovely.
11:59 in our crypt chapel. It's already cleaned out and organized.
Crypt chapel /
HVAC units.
/ basement full of air conditioning equipment.
Yeah, there's like 800 square feet.
It's nice down there.
No, there's probably 4,000 square feet of usable. Because there's 7,000 square foot basement. About 4,000 that's usable.
Okay.
And then Friday noon stations. And then 3 o'clock is the Liturgy of the Lord's Passion. And then at dinner time, we're having we're having a fish fry on that evening because we couldn't have it any other day.
Good Friday?
Yeah. So we're having some fried fish.
Okay.
And then we're watching the
I'm
Passion.
I'm secretly judging you.
The Passion of the Christ after that.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then Saturday morning, 6 a.m. is Tenebrae. And so Brendan Lacey is leading the charge on the music.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be our best Tenebrae ever. Yeah. And we got to stop by.
And then what time is your vigil?
And then the vigil, I think we're going to do it maybe like 7. No, just kidding. Can't do
You're
it.
You're not allowed to.
8 o'clock is the earliest.
8:30.
8:30. I thought it was 8. Oh, we start our bonfire at 8.
Oh, okay.
And we start burning stuff at 8. And then at 8:30 is the Easter Vigil.
Okay, gotcha.
And then,
Easter Sunday Mass, what time?
Easter Sunday Mass, 10 a.m. with adoration and Eucharist adoration confessions an hour prior. Oh, but after...
Just 10 a.m.
Just 10 a.m., that is it.
No 4 p.m. on Easter.
Everybody already knows it. We've been pushing that on social media for...
All right.
One of the... I love Tenebrae in the morning because we do Tenebrae, and then we have a
big... Are you calling it Tenebrae?
Tenen? T-E-N-E?
Tenebrae?
Tenebrae?
Tenebrae. There's no N in the middle.
There's a T-E-N-E. Tenebrae.
Tenna. There's like, you're adding an N.
Where am I adding an N?
The way you're saying it is T-E-N-E-N-B-R-A-E. Tenebrae.
Tenebrae.
Tenebrae. Tenebrae. T-E-N-E-B-R-A-E. Sorry.
Hey, man, I failed Latin twice.
Sorry.
Okay.
Tenebrae.
So one of the cool things is we've been doing this now. I did it at TU. We did it here. And then we have a brunch afterwards. And then all the students help clean the church and get stuff organized and just make the place look beautiful and get everything set up and the water changed in the baptismal fonts and the notes put on the baptismal fonts that says, this is not holy water.
Oh, we covered it.
Really?
So there's water in it. The unblessed water.
Yeah.
And then we just we covered it.
You know, one of the things
and
in the 80s
that worked.
I never want to bring back?
Remember sand?
Sand in the baptismal.
People put sand in the holy water fonts.
Who in their right mind makes up dumb stuff
because
like...
Because Lent, you're in the desert.
Okay, the two things I think are the dumbest things of the 80s are sand in the baptismal fonts and people telling you that confirmation is you choosing to be Catholic.
Yes.
I mean, it's
also,
like, are you kidding
overlay
me?
Stoles.
Overlay stoles.
That's total inside baseball. So if you're familiar with how, with what priests wear, so we wear for Mass. We wear an alb, which any baptized person can wear an alb.
Mm-hmm.
Alb, and then your cincture, which is like the rope that goes around your waist,
yep.
And then you put on a stole, which is the authority. So anytime you see a priest or a deacon doing something liturgical, we wear a stole. And then the chasuble goes on top of the stole. Well, in the 80s, there was a trend of you put on the chasuble and then the stole over the chasuble. And it's called an overlay stole, which my friend, my good friend, Father Bob Gross of Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, come on. Tell me what he said.
He says, it's like wearing your underwear outside your pants.
That's so true. It's like wearing your undies on the outside of your clothing.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Anyway, that's pretty funny.
Anyway, so what do you got going on the
We are Holy Thursday, evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Good Friday, we'll have confessions at 11:30, and then stations in English at 3 with confessions, uh-huh. also at 3. Stations in Spanish at 4, and then Good Friday service at 7. So Holy Thursday 7, Good Friday 7. Then on Holy Saturday, we have the blessing of the Easter baskets, Easter food. That'll be at noon. And then Easter Vigil 8:30. And then Easter Sunday, regular Mass schedule, 8:30, 11:15, 1 o'clock in Spanish. Bam.
Okay.
And that'll be it.
Wow, that's a
lot. And then Easter, the Easter season begins.
Wow.
Anyway, it'll be a good weekend. It'll be a good weekend. Okay, we want to talk about, I'm leaving, I'm moving.
So long, farewell.
I've started moving stuff. Yeah, I mean, I only have 3 weeks left. And so.
Yeah, I can't believe, you know, the other day when we did the Chrism Mass on that Tuesday of Holy Week.
Yes.
You made me carry all your stuff into your new house.
Yes.
And I was just like, what?
That wasn't stuff. I've made a few trips.
I was like, why don't you just.
So I'm trying to, when I go to Tulsa. So, I mean, we went to Tulsa Tuesday for the Chrism Mass. And then I'm going to go one more time this Monday. I got to run some errands in Tulsa, get my hair cut. Bam.
I had to carry your box of overlay stoles.
And then I'm gonna actually spend a little time with the new head of school at Holy Family Cathedral.
Is it announced?
Holy
That's
Family
who it is?
Classical School. Yeah. Everett. I had Evan Tenebrae. Everett Bajarski is the new head of school.
Oh, sweet.
Starting in May. Anyway, he's awesome and I'm very excited. But anyway, we've only known each other in the interview process. So I'm just gonna spend a little time.
You guys gonna go on a like a lunch date or something?
Yeah, just you know,
sweet.
Start to cast a vision, you know, where there is no vision, the people perish. P-E-R-I-S-H, not P-A. The parish perishes. Okay, so...
anyway, you're leaving.
Yes,
so long,
yes. Okay,
farewell,
so we
adios,
are going to...
Goodbye.
Next week, April the 5th, is when all the priest moves come out.
The assignments.
Yes, and so some people have said, well, why don't they just announce it? And part of it is... There's some maneuvering behind the scenes that has to be done. You know, guys have to like find out they're moving.
Mourn.
And you don't want, I've really struggled with this, but like, I don't want, I mean, I am leaving and we're going to have, you know, we're having like a goodbye party and we're having receptions and that's going to be very nice. And I look for, and I hope people can come to that, but I don't want like the triduum. Should not be like, this is, and you know, big announcement. This is Father's last homily or like, no, it's about the Lord and his death and resurrection. It's about these new Catholics, you know, coming into the church. So I think as a diocese, we're trying to avoid sort of that drama around a priest moving. And announcing it, you know, like right before Easter or something.
But yours was publicized because of the school
because
stuff.
Of the school search. Yes, yes. Because I had to, but I wanted to be involved in, and they wanted me to be involved in that.
Yep.
So I thought we might just talk about, we don't know who's, because we don't know who, we still don't know who is coming here to, I think we might find out this week. I think we'll find out before April 5th, but. In order publicly. To visit, be able to visit with him and welcome him to Stillwater and Pinn County and all that. But what, how can we help, let's help our people, help the new priest, whomever he is. You know, so people are like, well, do you think it's going to be somebody young? And I'm like, maybe. Do you think it'll be somebody older? Maybe. Do you think it'll be, you know, and to all of them, it's like, maybe. And so we don't know who's coming, but I think there is some general principles. And this would be also for, you know, when you leave down the road, if people are listening who don't live here, like, priests move.
And people who are listening out there, you may have a new priest showing up.
Yes.
You just don't
know
it yet.
So I was just thinking, what can people do? You know, what we're going to do.
Yep.
I'm leaving, but you're staying. What we're going to do, we're going to roll out the red carpet for him. You know, when he wants to come, if whatever time he has, if he has an hour to hang out with us, if he has 2 days, we're gonna drive him around. Yep. We're gonna show him all the spots. We're gonna introduce him to people. You know, I really want to spend time. I would say this: we are putting together a very comprehensive / aggressive transition book. And it's all the members of the staff, different ministries. I mean, it's probably going to be 50 pages of here's what we've done for Christmas. That doesn't mean that he's going to do that for Christmas, but just that he'll know here's what has been done in the past. So that I think will be a great gift to him, not just for day one, but you know, day 500, when like what did we do for Divine Mercy? Boom, we got it. Trunk or treat, you know, all that good stuff. And so we're gonna roll out the red carpet. You know, he's gonna have to come to the rectory, see the place, pick a room, all that good stuff. And then my guess is he's gonna want to just meet people. You know, I mean when I got over to Holy Family for a couple days, that's what I want to do. I mean, I want to see the place. Yes, I picked out a room. Fine. I just want to meet people.
Yes.
And you know, and introduce myself. So
okay,
anyway,
I got two ideas.
These are from me personally.
Like,
because we've been new at places. Yeah.
Yeah. Is one, introduce yourself a lot. Like every time you walk up to this new pastor, say, "Hi, I'm Mike, and this is my wife Jennifer, and these are my three kids." And boom, boom, boom. And just Mike Yojahowitz, and this is my wife Jennifer Yojahowitz.
John Cocktostun,
and then all that. Just introduce yourself and like, "Hey, Father, great seeing you again, Mike and Jennifer."
Yes,
and our three kids.
That is, and I would say, I think we said this when we did that one episode about like things our people do that are annoying. Is when people are like, Father, do you remember me?
And I get to see you in an hour,
and you're
maybe
looking
two.
At someone like from 9 years ago, like,
Yeah, you can anyway, see him 2 hours a yeah, Sunday, and you have 1,100 people's name to memorize.
Yep.
And maybe he's going to take the book and he's going to start memorizing people's names. And then he's
yeah,
going to.
Maybe he's great with names and he'll nail it.
Or he's Wakulich.
Or maybe he's. Maybe he's Wakulich level.
Yeah. Like when I ask you about names, you know, like baseball card people, like you know all of these names, you memorized all these names, you have a good name memory bank of people in Tulsa.
If it was a baseball card between 1985 and 1990, I got it.
Yeah, there it is. I just can't do that. And it's not.
Maybe our parishioners should have baseball cards.
Okay, so second thing. So one.
All right, introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself again and again.
What's the second one?
And maybe if you're really, like, really cool and you really want to do something, like, take a family picture with, like, your Christmas card or something like that. Maybe you got some left over and hand them to them. And then put your telephone number on the backside of it. And say, hey, this is me. This is my wife. These are my kids. You know we met. Here's on the backside. Here's our telephone number and our email address.
And our social security number.
Yeah. And our wire transfer number. Anyway, Father, here you go. There you go. Just in case you need anything, give us a call. So just to familiarize, and it's like, okay, these are the people I met today.
Yes.
These are the families. Even if it's like from 5 years ago. And you have a mustache now, just draw a little mustache, a little bigote on there, pencil thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind, and then just hand it off. Maybe Rob Ponce over here will have to draw a beard from 4 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good okay, one. So, introduce yourself a lot.
So introduce yourself a lot. Introduce yourself a lot. Introduce yourself a lot. Two, don't come up and try to talk for 5 minutes to the new priest. Like, allow him to meet for the first month, just to meet a whole spectrum of people. Because if you like meet him the first week, and then week two you come up and talk to him for 10 minutes, then like there's 150 people that have walked through the building, and he hasn't gotten to meet you.
Yeah.
So just that freedom to just like allow this guy to familiarize himself with the big picture, like who's coming out of one doors. Where are people going? Why, you know, who? Oh,
yeah,
I saw this
good.
Person again.
That's good.
I know these people. I know Mike and Jennifer Wojciechowicz. I mean, they're great. They like said, hey, so those, I would say like right off the bat.
And I would say the except like where, so especially like right before Mass, right after Mass, if you see him, you know, after daily Mass, for example, there's a little more of a casual time there. Mm-hmm. If you're at Coffee and Donuts and he comes in, right, that is a time to maybe have a little more in-depth conversation. If you see him at Walmart, you know, like that would be a time to have a little bit of a deeper conversation. I think it's the before, right before Mass, right after Mass, where I think as priests we're more like, it's more sort of quantity rather than quality.
Okay.
And yeah, anyway, but so I think there's other times where that more of a quality conversation can happen. An appointment, you know, at times when there just aren't as many people sort of flooding in and out.
Okay. I threw out two, you threw out two.
I would say to give him some time. So, you know, I think there's things in the parish that are, you know, so thinking of just a regular old parishioner, there are things mm-hmm. that are really important to you. Maybe music is your thing, or you're an usher, or kids ministry, and I would say to kind of associate yourself with that, you know, when you introduce yourself to say, oh, and I'm in the choir, and my kids are altar server, you know, make that kind of connection, which is helpful. But I would say to hold off on, you know, welcome to our parish, Father. I would like to speak with you as soon as possible about the music. Things like that, that are kind of your, even if it's really good, you know, kind of whatever your sort of agenda is, and I don't mean agenda in the bad sense, to give him time to take it all in. And I would be much more, this would be my second thing, is to ask the question, Father, anything I can do for you? How can I help you? Now, that's going to switch eventually because he's going to get used to it. He's going to get used to this place. And then he's going to say, I mean, most priests, you know, we end up saying more often to other people, any you know, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Can I come visit you? Those kind of things. But especially when he first gets here, to be able to say to him, Father, anything I can do for you? Or like, how can I help you? And he may say, yeah, do you know like an eye doctor? Like we don't know who's coming, but chances are he's never lived in Stillwater or Payne County or, you know, and so yeah. He might say, you know, hey, I've got, like, where do you take your car to get like an oil change? Or, hey, do you have any, like, what are your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I have some friends coming into town. I want to take them to a nice restaurant. Like, what do you recommend? You know, those kinds take of things. Or he might, you know, he might need help moving. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago here. When the announcement came out that I was going to Holy Family, probably within like 3 hours, I got a couple different emails from Holy Family people that just said, Father, we're so excited. Welcome. And, you know,
yeah.
And one guy basically was like, you know, we don't know each other. We met one time 10 years ago, but I have a truck and I'm happy to help you move if you need any help. Like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice. And so that kind of thing, Father, anything I can help you with. Like, I got here when I stink at decorating, you know, and I remember there was a parishioner who helped me like hang stuff on my wall. Like, I'm just not very good at that. It always ends up crooked, and I just stink at that kind of detail stuff. And they helped me. And I think about that all the time. I'm just like,
that was so nice.
How helpful. Yeah, anyway, so thinking about that. Well, Father, welcome to Payne County. Welcome to Stillwater. We're so glad you're here. Anything I can do for you? Or especially if you have some skill. If you're a doctor, you know. Father, just let you know, I'm
podiatrist.
I'm a podiatrist, and if I can ever be of help to you, Father, I'm this or that. Anyway, I think that would be think that would be helpful.
Okay, I got.
So give him time and ask, how can I help you?
Okay,
hold the agendas. Hold the agendas. What else?
Okay, mine next two are forgive him for the first month mistakes. Like a guy's going to show up and he doesn't have any history about you in this parish. Or the way your family has been involved for 102 years, or that you're a legacy. They don't know that you are in the choir, and he may say something or not do something, and that then like irritates you, or you become bitter or resentful week three.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
No, because
you
know why? Because my two assignments, everybody is gone every 4 years.
Oh.
But I do have these moments, and they're usually like, Father, I remember the first time I met you. And I'm like, oh
no,
bro. I mean, I say stuff all the time where I'm like, tongue, you are to blame for that.
You were climbing up a wall at the church.
And I said something, and it was just in a moment, or it was stupid, or it was ADD-isk, you know, or I was doing five things, and then someone said, but a priest shows up to a new parish, and then, like, week one, he does something.
Yeah, forgets your name. Or, I would expect, I don't know. I mean, again, we're putting together this, like, transition document, but I think, I'm very nervous when I'm moving into Holy Family in July. And like the liturgy at Holy Family it's up there. It's high.
Yeah.
Lots of singing, and I'm like already nervous about the first weekend. I have all the masses the first weekend because my associate's going to be gone. He's going to be at the Eucharistic
revival
thing in Indianapolis. And I'm already nervous that like I'm not going to sing what everyone's used to, or I'm going to might sing it like a little differently. And there's already, I already have like a little anxiety for that. Cause I want that, those kind of first impressions. I want that first week to go really, really well. But I also know there's something in there that's
gonna not be
right. Yeah. So I think mercy, right?
Yeah.
Forgiving. Yeah. I thought of another one, and that is to like learn his strengths. So priests are different. You replaced Father Stuart Crevecourt. Father Stewart is a fine priest. Father Stewart did a great job at St. John's. He's doing a great job at St. Mary's. Like, he brings skills, and I love Father Stewart, like, you know, patient, and I find him just to be a very kind person. And you're those things. You're kind, and you're kind of patient. but, like, you're different, like, personality different, yeah. You know? And I'm sure that took, like, some getting used to. Father Ken Harder, who preceded me, Father Ken was here for 15 years.
Whoa.
And Father Ken did, I mean, when I still run into people. It happened this week. I was with a family that was somebody who was dying, and they hadn't been to church in a while. And they said to me, like, oh, are you the new Father Ken? And they said it in a way that was very complimentary. Like, please tell me that you're like him, because we loved him. But I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm different than him. Different style, different weaknesses, different strengths. And that's the way it's going to be with this new priest. But I think to not immediately, I think any kind of like comparison, good or bad, oh, well, I wish he would, you know, I wish he was like this, like our,
yeah,
like our previous pastor. There's a reason, we don't know who it is, but there's a reason he's coming here. And for him, and I think this is important, he's not choosing to come here. None of us choose our assignments. We go where the bishop sends us because that's God's will for our life. And so it is God's will for this man's life that he become the pastor of St. Francis Xavier. And so, you know, don't mess with that. You know, like, I mean, that's he's coming with certain strengths, and to learn those. They're going to be different than my strengths. His weaknesses will be different than my weaknesses. And so I think that's a very important, just to be patient.
I actually had that one. He is going to not be like you.
Right.
Which is going to take some getting used to, because I've learned all your quirks and weird habits that you do. And I, you know, oh, wait,
what are my weird
anyway,
habits?
I put down also over here that he likes
to talk in the morning.
He could be an introvert.
Because I don't.
I know.
You're all bubbly. I'm like, go away.
This guy could show up and he could be an introvert. And you know, I had a priest buddy who is a mega introvert, and he turns it on. Like, he just like turns on his extroverted personality during Mass on Sundays at big events, and then he goes and he like has to retreat.
In the fetal position in the corner.
No, he like goes to his room, he takes a nap. He'll leave town and drive away because he just needs, in order to, boom, turn on the energy.
Got to refill the tank. Yeah.
Yeah, he just needs to be away. And he'll like go out to the mountains, and he's got a room at a rectory in the mountains of Colorado. He's a priest in Denver. And he just drives out there, and he just puts himself. Then he'll come back in, and he'll do all his parish work, and he'll teach, and he'll do all this special stuff he does. Anyway, he could be different.
He will be.
I'm gonna have to get used to that too.
Yeah,
because I've known you for 20 something years now.
Yeah, especially with the new bunk bed arrangement.
That's right.
The last thing I'll say is you.
I just came from this mission trip where there were like five guys in a big tent. There was 10 of us guys, and we were all sleeping in tents outdoors, and there were five guys in a tent together, and I thought, just
special.
That'd be weird.
Pray for him beginning now. I love like I hear parents say this when they learn they're pregnant. And they say, like, we prayed for you before we ever knew you, like about their own kids, you know? And it's a beautiful sentiment in that you don't love the kid because of the kid's personality traits. You loved the kid before you ever knew the kid's personality traits. And so my hope is that people will love this priest before you ever even know who he is.
Yep,
and so to stop right now, as this podcast comes to an end, stop right now and pray for whoever he may be. His life is being uprooted to come and be your priest. Have a great week, everybody.
Peace.